kids up. Either it makes you into a member of the household, or it makes you part of the balabas's lining, which happens. So it's a long story. It's like an arba koresh, it's in Shavanara. Yeah.
What's wrong with if the person gives
you... Thank you.
Yeah. What's wrong if the person gives you into a matana? I mean, he doesn't care for the nickel anyway.
We'll discuss it. The big story, not so simple. We discuss it.
Give him the penny ready.
You give him flowers. Good enough. Say, these are the flowers. I want a chelik and you can't get the flowers. Good. Yeah. Davening Meyer? We believe that the kids are. Either it makes you into a member of the household, or it makes you part of the balabas's lining, which happens. So it's a long story. It's like an arba koresh, it's in Shavanara. Yeah.
What's wrong with if the person gives
you... Thank you.
Yeah. What's wrong if the person gives you into a matana? I mean, he doesn't care for the nickel anyway.
We'll discuss it. The big story, not so simple.
Give him the penny ready.
You give him flowers. Good enough. Say, these are the flowers. I want a chelik and you can't get the flowers. Good. Yeah. Davening Meyer? We believe that davening Meyer, although it's a shus, should be done every single night. Nothing to do with it. Yeah. Either or. Okay, does that take care of the Hanukkah? Yeah? Whenever you want to light is good. Read the Magdim of the Mitzvahs. In the olden days, it used to be adopted the first half an hour. Because that was the only time when they could walk on the street. Today, we light for B'nai Bayis and not for the street. And even in the street, we'll walk until 2 a.m. over here. So what's the Behola? Yeah? I don't want to do Zrizim, it's an inferno, like when I was there. 1,000 candles there. We should do it better a little bit later. The whole discussion. Make a Bedur with the Atma, that's the whole story. What should you do? Well, it depends. What's ever left in your bottle that was never designated for necessary mechanics. You have in mind to be left over. You have your salad dressing. It's kosher. But whatever's put into the cups and is left over, that's the whole discussion. You should make a special madura. The minute is just to throw it out. You shouldn't use it though. Yeah.
What do you want to say to him about candles? He said about the time candles, those are really used on the time card, right?
You
can use it
for
the
deco also.
Birthday cakes.
No,
yes, Elio. Don't get it. That's your house. Where? Like in the lobby. What's that rule? People walk out through there?
No.
So they should make a gzera, should lock the front door, make a gzera, that's a chanukah, they should walk out through the basement. That's garnish food. You have to light in your house. It's the first prerequisite. It has to be light in your house. Your house means either where you sleep, or, as I told you before, if you have a house and you have a vestibule, a corridor, and you walk out to the street through that way, so that's what's called, according to many poskim, you can light in the corridor, in the lobby. That's what we do here in the yeshiva with the Rabbi Lamb's letter says. You light in the morgue lounge and in the morgue, the lobby, and the Reuben lobby. The Klein lobby, what do you want to call it? That Rufus lobby. That's the lobby on the way out. So they all walk, and it says in the letter, you have to walk that way in Pan Chanukah, because that should be the method of egress, and how you go in and out of the building. So then too, if they're gonna light downstairs in the high school building, they should walk out to the downstairs. Can you pass? Is there a way to walk out past there? Don't get it. The shul, I've been there. The shul
front down.
No, the fruit is the all way over there. So you can walk out through the back, but they're a little behind the shul. What do they light? It's not used all the time? How can you light down there? I don't tell you like that. The lobby.
Why are you still?
Shasa Shema. Shema, let me know what you like. So the laws of light a few at a time. How do you get light from the shul down? What's a shul? A shul's nothing. I don't care what they were out it for. That's nothing. A shul's nothing. Mitzvah, Chanukah, Ner, Ishu, Beis. I've tried it 100 times. You have to light in your home. However, you define a home. The shul is not your home. You don't live in the shul. You don't eat in the shul. You don't sleep in the shul. You don't anything in the shul. If it's something where you pass by, then it's the outside vestibule which relates to your shul, to your home, to your dorm room. But how can you light downstairs? I don't understand your doctrine. Yes, sir. I don't know if that's true. Issue based with the family.
No. So, are you looking at the same
thing then? I don't think.
No, if the reason is for...
No. No balabas. What's the balabas? Yitz. The Yitz. Mrs. Cohen. Ah! I went to get by Mrs. Cohen. Maybe.
No, but the body issue is now they have one person like that. Because of the
one person life, fine, but where?
So one person's life.
You're right. There are some yeshivas, so one person life is the best marriage. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
No, but if one person's already lighting, they would let you light in the lobby. Right? If one person's lighting, they would already let you light in the lobby. Because there are 50 people lighting and they don't want it. It's a fire hazard, it's a very small lobby.
I agree. So the fire hazard, say Pata. So Pata Bishop Sakam, that's all. So maybe you could be out in the lobby. Yeah? Morning? There's enough problems with night. Leave that the morning. Just a minute. Yeah?
In the case that you're just discussing, people, their parents live in the same time zone. Why can't the parents have life by it?
And if you know, you're part of completely. If anyone has any pikpuki, some people don't like this letter for whatever reason. I don't like this, cold, I don't like this. Don't light!
It's
all. No. You'll be on to Mahajim, and Mahajim. You'll be on Mahajim. You don't light. You'll light without a bracha if you don't know the letter says. But the life in a place is not your house by any stretch. To my mind, it's a very difficult thing to do that. I was just at the shadow last night. Someone's going away to a hotel. A hotel? Now a hotel, it's a big problem. Well, I said, like, so light in the room. What are you saying? No. Can't light a room. It's against the rules. This and that. So I said, well, what can you do? What else? You can't anywhere else. Well, they arranged. We were going together. They arranged. They gave a special room for light candles. Where? But we're staying on the first floor and the room's on the fourth floor. It's a room just to go in and light candles. That's nothing. That's not their house, man. It's nothing. It's just a room just for lighting.
But if it's a room that you cut for them, maybe it is the hospital.
The hospital, smoking room. You don't see the light there. You're a patient in the hospital.
I don't think so. I don't think it's your room. I don't think so. Yeah?
You have to be in front of the candles.
A dreidel? I don't think you have to stay spend time there because people are going back and forth all the time. That's the 1 mile of this place, so big that there's light there and 100 people pass by the candles before it goes out. Yes? Ideally, you use the Shemin's eyes.
They
use cheapo candles.
But it's not going to last for half an hour.
It won't last half an hour.
It might last half an hour.
No. If you light them with 70 other people.
It definitely lasts half an hour if you light them when there aren't the top of other candles. That's all. We'll wait till 12 o'clock at night and light it then. Right. Put them in the freezer. That's what we do. Put them in the freezer or the cold part of your fridge. Wrap the shit right quickly. Put it in. Go right now. Put it in the freezer. And it'll be cold and it'll be able to last for a long time. Yes. Meikar did not, but there's a chachila to do, yes. Shona. You mean like Ebgar? If you can find a Mincha Gadola, it'd be a very good, nice thing to do. But if you can't, you can't. It's only a chumrah, not a... There was a Mincha Yeshiva. We have a Yeshiva all the time, Friday.
How would you know if one?
Anyway, any more questions about Hanukkah? Yes.
So you mentioned about olive oil before. I read in Kashrut magazine last year that olive oil is run for a cold press, and therefore the Hashkafa is 100% very olive oil.
Good.
Only regular oil is supposed to be.
Good. Fine. Okay, I'll both say. Took care of Hanukkah, and I took a little bit about the Yevonim over here. So now we'll have to get to the Yevonim did. Go to history? That's the Yevonim did. Mamish the Yevonim. That was one of their depravities. That's exactly this. Oh, Shabbat Shkaya. Mamish the Yevonim. All right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You only have three cars going.
Mary has a car and Alicia in the motion.
We had a new car, first of all. That's going to be too keen on taking
the weather can't please. We're going to a camp. Big deal. Okay. Yeah. We learned yesterday the fundamentals, actually the day before and yesterday, both on Monday and on Tuesday, the fundamentals of Bittul. The first... A couple of things that are relevant, of course. Purim, every year there are shilas, and there's a special shilas this week on Friday. Let's discuss the first, the general questions. First, I was asked the shaila a number of times already today, and that is, what's the story about eating before the Megillah?
Tonight?
No, that's also true.
Guys, tonight? You starting late enough?
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Tanis Esther is a shvacha fast. No, it's not such a strong fast. And therefore, even a slight headache, you can push it away, and all kinds of stories. 4 years ago, my son Yehuda and his Bar Mitzvah said it was an ain't so. That the based on the Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim, that the time of Asara of time is Esther, it's the same as any other fast day. You can't just push it aside like this. If someone is sick enough, he doesn't have to fast on a regular fast. He doesn't have to fast on time is Esther either. And the reason, one of the reasons is because the Shulchan Aruch, Ramon speaks about Hashlumin, of making it up a different day. Because, you know, it doesn't say the Farish Tanis Esther anywhere in Tanakh, the Minig. Some say that, for example, the Mechava calls the Minig the past 3 days after Purim, Zechel the Tanis Esther. Sometimes I'm in Bahab. So you see, it's not so set. It's not so set. So then you can push it around a little bit. Whereas, where we have the Minig, it's very set. You can't push it anywhere. So therefore, if you can't push it anywhere, you wouldn't be allowed to eat unless you're sick enough so you can eat on a regular fast day. Okay. That's at the very beginning. So it's a tough phrase, pay vote. Well, for those who recall, so Bach was bar mitzvah on Yud Bez Adar, which was a Friday that year, Purim was a Sunday, and we all fast on Yud Aleph Adar, and the question was, is this bar mitzvah have to fast on Friday? Because the Rambam says, if it's a bris on Thursday, so everyone eats on Thursday and fasts on Friday. If that's the case, it could be that someone who's bar mitzvah not Thursday, not Friday, has to fast, because Thursday was like a bris, it was under bar mitzvah, it didn't count. If you did fast, it didn't count. But to fast again on Friday. Then a chanab, according to the Rambam, maybe yeah. But since the minig is like the Rosh Hashulchan and others, that you don't have to, if it's a set fast, then Friday is not considered a day of fasting. That was his old time's sake. Here the Rambam says this in the top range, Sadi Beis, Sif Dalit, the Mechab, became, that's what we're talking about. The Mechava said someone who was very honest and he can't sit in the fast day, he can hear the Megillah from Plaga Mincha and on. From Plaga Mincha on. He quotes this from the Truma Sadesh. He can't go to shul, he has to wait till after they read our house, and the call reads, and he can't stay, so long because he's hungry, because he's waiting for somebody to.
So that's preferable?
I'm a note. So someone has to come to his house to read the Megillah. Now, where is it going to come to his house? It's not going to come at 6:20. 6:20, we're going to be in shul. Either going to come 7 o'clock, or come at 5:45. Or 5:30. One of the two. So the Mechaber sounds like he says, unbelievable. So then you can hear the Megillah at 5:30, plug him in Chalamal even at 5 o'clock, and good. That's what the Mechaber says. What's the basis for all this? Because the Rambam explains, I will also lecho, call them Shishma Kriyas and Megillah, Afilo Atayinus Koshol. It's an unbelievable statement in Truma Sadesh. He's Megill on an Iker Adin. The Iker Adin, you have to hear the Megillah at night, and he's Megill, unbelievably. I would never say to this. So you can be yoyt to the mitzvah plaga mincha. Or why? Because it is chumrah which he creates out of nowhere. Not much out of little flam. We don't know where it comes from. They're not allowed to eat before the Megillah. What's the big deal eating before the Megillah? What's the big deal? So you're afraid you're going to forget. So you point to Shaliyah. So you'll be tired a little bit. What's going on over here? It's Piliyah Tzuma. Not much a pellet. We don't understand this. So the Rishon Brewer already talks about it, not so excited. Because the Mogen Avraham already says, Te'ima bi'al mashari. So the Mogen Avraham already said, better let him eat a te'im a little bit, and not to be making this terror, this incredible kula, even plug him in Cholamala, the pre-Kodesh denies the whole thing. You know, you ought to even be the Eved. That's what the Gra says. But even te'ima, you should only make a right tzara godel. For example, cholet tzatz. What's a cholet tzatz? It's hard. It's hard for him to fast. And what's considered to be te'ima? Well, a kebetza pas, or mashkin tashir betza. Now, what about water? What about water? What's about water? Huh? What's the issue over here? Is it an issue of tainus? Or is it an issue of what? Or is it an issue of eating before the Megillah? Thank you very much, Rob. Big difference. If it's an issue of tainus somehow, or there's a new kind of extension of the tainus, even water would be a problem. So if this is an issue of eating before the Megillah, pashas that water should be had to go with. No. Water before the Megillah. I mean, mashkin revias probably means wine. We don't understand this if you're right. You know, you forget. Like, you know,
for Krishna. But how can you have a seaward delay? If times is over, they should continue fasting and
be after the Megillah. Yes, in the every single year, we should have a kiddush.
Yes, go the other way around.
Good, that's a good word. Oh, we'll get the kiddush. We'll speak to Mr. Friedman. Every year for him. We should have to dive in Mara, we should have a Kiddush. Shalom, Tef, Shechmes, I don't know what. And then we should read the Megillah afterwards. So that, the answer is, I understand why not.
If I remember correctly,
yeah. Really? Look at that. Look at that.
And they drank it after the meal.
Oh. All right.
They
quote the Mogan Avraham, quote the Maril, who says, even a kola shouldn't eat before the kriya, unless it's a sakona. Sakona? Sakona shouldn't fast in the first place. And if you do fast, the fasting is no fast. I got to tell you a varak over here.
Only the
king of sakona now. Yes. Good be. That's a shveru kipta. I got to tell you a story. I was learning himself here, in yeshiva this year. So there's an issue about something called kapo. The fans have got a dangerous thing in the morer, except to dip it into the chayrosis. So the question is, the gemara, the rosh says, it's only for the zayis morer. If you have it for karpas or other time, it's only for kapo. So what's the difference? If it's dangerous, it's dangerous, not. So they quote from the only gyot of an unbelievable var. It's all the time you want to take a chance, nope. But on for the mitzvah of maror, if it's dangerous, you're not a bar chiyuva. You're not required to go into danger. And if you're not required to go into danger, even if you do it, it's no mitzvah. So you have the example, the one you and Yevamis, rather. Which is if someone did a bris milah on a baby on Shabbos, the eighth day, when the baby was in Sakon. Shouldn't have done it. Not only, if you don't remember Daf Yomi, not only is it not a mitzvah, it's a makal Shabbos. Because it's you're not a bar chiyuva, because it's Sakon. And the conclusion should reach there by a time of sibur. Somebody is in danger. He did not require to fast. And he fasts anyway. So the fast is no fast. It doesn't count for a minyan for Vayachal or for Anenu. as the briskus put it so beautifully, thy fast is nishken fast. Aliyah, that's why I told the government I have to give me an aliyah today. Two reasons. In the shaka, I told him that I thought I wasn't going to be able to fast. Now my doctor told me I have to be careful. I'm fasting, a little feverish. So I figured, but even to mincha, when I already see I'm fasting now, I still wanted to give me an aliyah. I'm afraid maybe I'm not mochir to fast. I'm not sure. The doctor told me, and I'm telling you this not because I'm to tell my personal tale of woe, but to be melamed is a tzibur.
But if
you're
giving you an aliyah, people like Chassam Sof and others had a
Yishibah. Yeah, yeah, okay. But
haven't asked any questions yet.
You're right, but I'm a PK where Machmoud and Chabkilim.
So,
I don't know exactly. But the word is like this, Rabbi Osam. My doctor told me that the biggest problem with someone who's feverish is dehydration, Chalila. And he told me the only condition which he imposed, I mean, let me fast if I feel up to it, that they get up early in the morning and drink. So usually I don't get up, I'm not sure. Fast usually don't bother me. So I got up early in the morning and I put up about a quart of liquid into my system. And Baruch Hashem, in the afternoon I went to sleep, I feel, you know, a little feverish, but I feel fine. But from Yet Hashem, what I plan to do, and I'm telling you right now so people should understand what I'm doing, as soon as we finish Marib, I'm going to go downstairs and drink a couple cups of water before the Megillah. When he has died, the water is not included in the Issa in the first place. Water is, it's not an Issa of tightness. The Issa you shouldn't be eating are they're very machmer, you're not even to have more than a te'ima. Even te'ima, there's some more machmer. But water is garnish with garnish. So I feel it's better for me to watch my health and have the water an hour earlier, so it shouldn't be chalila in the beginning of any dehydration, rather than stick to a chumrah, gabi chumrah.
Can we find out what is not allowed for Kiddush, let's say?
Kiddush is a different story. First of all, water, be'etzim, is except for Kiddush Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, water is what? If I'm not mistaken, I'm looking at the Shabbos. But Friday night is a different word. It's a tom, it should be the first thing you drink, it should be the Kiddush. It's nothing to do with this, I don't think. I didn't look any further. I'm telling you, I passed it myself. Some dollars are feeds, so Ananda might the mason go back and understood the
things. Obviously,
it's
a secret that we're allowed to eat because there's a
grace of a 9 o'clock. 100%. So those who are away from 9 o'clock are not going to fast for 9 o'clock. That's pushing. But I've always said every year that those who don't feel so good, we have a few minutes after tomorrow before the Megillah. A, for a few late comments, and B, for those who want to be tired, to run downstairs and have something. I've always said that. So this year I'm going to do it myself, because I'm trying to teach you, I have to listen to the doctors. If they say you have to be watch out for dehydration, you have to watch out for it. And therefore you have to do whatever you can, which is in halacha, to do things kedatzik in it. So that's what I plan to do. Okay, so that's the first halacha we have today about the Ramon Tov Reish Tzadi Beis.
Every woman who is pregnant,
that's correct. A pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and not only a nursing woman. In my opinion, should be make any woman who had a baby within 2 years. Except petition of Yom Kippur. Any woman who's had a baby who's less than 2 years old is considered by the halacha as a nursing woman. Even though she never nursed, but she stopped nursing. But there's a certain dinner in the Gemara that's kachad. And there are possible women maintain that way. And again, I feel that she should eat, she should drink. Halacha lamais. We don't want to listen to it. No, not Yom Kippur this year. I explain again. It's not the after fast. Just the quote-unquote minor fast. Whatever that means. You know, that's what they call it in the city, the minor fast. All right, because it's rough on the side, it's not really a key. Now I want to talk about the Friday situation. One more clue before the Friday. We have further Kriyas in the Megillah. That's done tonight at 9, and then tomorrow at 10:30. Those are Kriyas in the Megillah, which do not come after a regular minyan and shul. They're made primarily for the women. If it could be sometimes a man walks in, you gotta go to work, you got stuck in traffic, you woke up late, you know, there's a hangover, a shiva bracha, whatever. It always happens when a man walks in. That halacha lemaisa is the difference in terms of the bracha. I'm saying, because I don't know who's gonna be around, if there are men there, even one man, who hasn't read the yards of the Megillah yet, the bracha is the regular bracha. Al mikra Megillah. Even if there's only one man and 10 women, that's irrelevant. If, however, there are only women present, which is I think happens quite often, and any man who's in shul already was yoked to the Megillah, then the Ramah says, you don't make a bracha wa al mikra Megillah, but rather you make a bracha lishmoa mikra Megillah. So lishmoa Megillah, so say al mishma Megillah, they're different. First, the Rambam over here says, Lishma HaMegillah. Why? She'ena Chayavis B'Kriya. She's on the title of Shmiya, not in Kriya, it's the Rambam. In the name of the Yeshomim, it's the Machlokes, there's the Machabes. It should be wrote to the man or not. 2 days. And of course, we have to be Machmer, because it's a serious Shiloh. And therefore, that's what should be done. Okay, yeah, he was right again. But I'll tell you the point. Now the Mogen Avraham says a woman shouldn't be Megillah herself at all. All she hears from men. There's no men around her. What can you do? So she has to make the bracha. She makes the Shema from Megillah. That's what it says. It's an interesting question. First, you see from here, Dabba Pasha, that a woman shouldn't be the Megillah for a man. That's the Gar Pasha. I mean, it's so Pasha not to say it, but unfortunately in some communities it's necessary to say it. That because of this one day in the Mechaber, it's obvious that it's inappropriate for a woman to be the Megillah for a man. Pasha. There's nothing to talk about. But, you can always say, I'm relying on the other Shita. So the other Tzvei Shita is the Mechaber. That's the Yesh Omrim. So I don't want to, I'm not throwing any stones. I'm just saying, it's an inappropriate thing to do, because what, you get involved in a Zav and Shiloh, especially Megillah, Shechamah, the Gazav, even the Moshe Nefesh of Megillah, and then it's a Machtavek like this, boom. Oh. So then, the Shiloh, who makes the bracha? This has nothing to do with women, even the women, who do? Reuven read the Megillah, heard the Shul already, heard the Megillah Shul. And now Reuven is making his kisses in the Valkyrie, for a second minion. Is it 9 o'clock tonight or 10:30 tomorrow morning? Who makes the bracha? Reuven, who's the Balkari, or Shimon, or Sarah, who is being yartzed in Megillah. What's the din?
Sarah is even worse than Shiloh, because the man can be late. His arvus allows him to make her bracha. See, if it's a man for a man, so you know there's no arvus.
Well, the truth of the matter is, even by Shifer, Shifer is a similar Shiloh. But here it's even better than Shifer. The Shifer woman is pup. Yeah, she's chayiv. I call part of the shmir, she's chayiv. Look, however, the din is that either one can make the bracha. Either the man can make the bracha who's laning, or the man or woman who's listening can make the bracha. Either way is good for pashtus, because it's a chiyuv bracha, and you say shomer ka'ona by a bracha. So either one can make the bracha. Including Shech Yadu, because it's just for someone else. I'm sorry, okay? If it's reading only for women, he already wrote the makes the Shmoa Megillah or one of the Shmoa, the Shmoa Mikra Megillah. They're two different versions. I'm not sure what the minig is.
Always have a man here.
Okay.
More than one.
Alright. Now when the man makes the bracha and the Megillah, I received a complaint about this from last year. I received a complaint. Please make sure to find the man who was a good Ibrahim. Someone told me that last year they had a man and the man was the bracha. If the Valkyrie is the bracha himself, which he can do, I assume the Valkyrie said, not the Megillah, not the bracha too. But if it's upside outside, and we'll sit in the back, you gotta make sure, like, the high, make sure you can pick up the same third. He's making a bracha for the whole team, and then make sure he doesn't say the bracha. Give him a higher in advance. Or else the Valkyrie, if he doesn't know, the Valkyrie should make the bracha. Okay. Now, one more interesting thing before we get about the dinner of Friday. A fascinating mimer I received, hand delivered to me 2 days ago, 3 days ago, by Rabbi Mordechai Breuer, who was a biblical scholar living in Eretz Yisrael, a nephew of the Rabbi Breuer here from the... I don't know, his cousin. The three Mordechai Breuer. Mark Breuer is Mordechai Breuer, Rabbi Breuer's son.
Tommy
Amikra. That was the historian who lived here. The Stavanic grandfather, his name was Mordechai. Everyone had a Mordechai in that family. It must have been that Rabbi Breuer's grandfather must have been named Mordechai. So he's a biblical scholar. He writes like this, and I have it in my house. I don't think we're going to pass it this way, but pending further research, he says the name of the article came out 4 years ago. Tavshin Nun, Mikrol Sheyesh Lehem Echreya. The play on words, the Gemara is in Mikrol Sheyesh Lehem Echreya. You don't know what the right is. He says there are three readings which are clear, and the minhag is to say twice, and there's no basis for it. One we did on Shabbos. Then, my uncle Shul in Washington Heights, it's only Zeicher, that's it, finished, that's the way it's supposed to be.
With
its Seir. Zeicher, not Zeicher. Aye, the Mishnah Berurah says Faker. The Mishnah Berurah is true. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Arba Parashiyos, that is a machlokes, it's what the minhag of the Vilna Gaon was. Did the Vilna Gaon say Zeicher? Did the Vilna Gaon say Zeicher? and therefore since he's not sure, so he calls the customer to say both. Somebody here. He says, nevertheless, it's all a mistake, he says. It's clearly Zeichen. He brings Ryan's Gemuras from the Kester Aram Sofa and all kinds of different places. It's supposed to be Zeichen. That's one recommendation. I didn't even know about that until after Shabbos. So I
remember when Yeshiva in fact made this sort of emergency recommendation that really wanted to use the old snake, that's really wrong. Yes, fine, same Torah and
six differences. That's right. Suadaka with Aleph with the hey, that's right. That's really serious, man. Okay. That's number one. I don't know where it is. I thought it's right over here. Thought it was here, but right now I just don't see it. I think it's a Mishnah Brewery here. Maybe it's elsewhere. That's number one, which we had that already. But the two more things are the purely mistakes. Oh, here it is. Some say Zecher, some say Zecher. So you should do both. Doesn't say where. Yes, sure. The Mokra apparently is in the Maisa Rav. Some say the Goyim said Zecher, and some said that the Prime Lush is in Zecher. If you look carefully, it's all Zecher, that's out. In the Megillah, there were two mistakes, he says. And he goes through the whole history, fascinating history. There was a man named Yaakov ben Chaim ben Osher ben Adoniyahu, who was the one who put out the original Mikros Gedolos, lived in the Middle Ages sometime. He came out of Venezia, Venice. And he was corrected by the Mincha Shai. He was, of course, considered the authority of Tanakh. The Mincha Shai said he made 12 mistakes. 10 in Kriya Ksiv, which were, in fact, incorporated into all the Mikros Gedolos that were put out later in Warsaw, and two which were never corrected. One is Bifnehem, which is a mistake, and one is Laro, as opposed to Vilaro. That they're both Poshet mistakes that this Yaakov and Chaim made, mistakes. And to turn the knife, he says, you know, on the one hand, he brings riots and ruins that the Kesser Aram Tzolva had Lifnehem and Vilaro. I was burned by the Arabs, how do we know? The Arabs, in 48, burned, don't go so close to this. The Arabs, in 1948, burned the most important Ksaviyat in the world. Unfortunately, the Akshonim never let anyone Xerox it before. They never let anyone copy from it, they never let anyone Xerox it, they wouldn't put it in some central location anywhere else. They held on to some shul somewhere, look called Chaleb, what's Chaleb? Where is that? Where? Aleppo. They kept it in Aleppo somewhere, in some shul. The Arabs burned the shul. People were moist and nefesh to get it, and they got out only what was burned? The Torah and Tulki Sovo. Just what we need. Zecha Zecha and Suadaka is missing. I'll tell you, it's been a Shemayim, I don't know. And the other half, which was the Megillus. The rest of it, from Kisavo till Tehillim, is there. And it's incredibly accurate, the most accurate Kisavo in the world. The Rambam was Soymach on it. And the area brings, although we don't have the original, we have riots, those who went to visit there in Aleppo, but it said Zecher, not Zecher. And people who ask questions, very interesting. And it says Lifnehem, and it says Vilar. Who did it? It's Yaakov and Chaim. Who is he? He turns out, you know, this guy, he says, look at the, boy, right, look at this. Look at the towers on each side. On the one hand, you have the Kesser, which has the Shpank of the Rambam, and you have the Michashai, and all the Gedolei Olam on the one side. On the, quiet, please. Excuse me. On the other side, what do you have? It's got Yaakov and Chaim ben Adoniyahu, and at the end of his life, converted to Christianity. Just to, you know, to turn the knife. And my uncle sure, my brother sure, it's only Zecher. But I don't know what they're doing for us about Lifnehem. This they didn't talk about. Do they do Lifnehem, Fifnehem, or do they do... They probably do that. If I figured otherwise, you would have quoted that, too. So I don't know. I haven't... Someone asked me, so do, should we... correct it, I just only do Lifnehem, I only do Vilarok, I said, premature, I just got this week, I'm not going to make any changes.
Well, what happened to Father Megillah?
Yeah, that's right, he said, not one. He said, the time is coming, he says, to change all the Megillahs. There's a reason why it wasn't changed. Either 10 Ksav, the Kriyaksiv would change, the 10 Molei Chosav would change. He says, partially, it's a sociological reason. The servant wouldn't have been paid if they would have made a change. Because they said, you made a mistake. So, you know, it's hard to change these things. That's what he suggests, why it was never time now, it's come to change it. I said, very nice, I'm not going to be the one to change it. Maybe Rav Moshe of his mana could have changed it, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman could change it, but I'm not going to change it. These are Mordechai Breuer, with all due respect, he's also not going to change it. You need the Phoenicians, you need the Gedolei Yisrael to make sure to change. So we're still going to say both. Even though I'm pretty convinced he's probably right, it's probably only Zecher, it's probably Lifnehem, it's probably Vilaro. No. Yeah.
It should be Zecher. Only
Zecher. Only Zecher is fine.
And then you say Tincha and Zecher afterwards.
This is correction, right. You say the whole pasuk over this
time. You say the whole pasuk.
So that's
what I think.
So you do the whole pasuk over, I think.
Whatever it is.
I don't do anything here that the rabbi
does. Yeah. One more nakuda.
Can we have that in writing?
One more nakuda. On tape. Okay. One more nakuda, and that is this year's special halachas, because Purim is on a Friday. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Rambam tells us, Shimon Tovresh Tani Hey, as follows. We discussed a little bit prior tonight, I want to add another knesh. It says, the Suda takes place by day, it goes into the night, that's the minute. When Purim is on Friday, the Suda is B'Shachris, B'Shem Kvod Shabbos. When Misha wrote, so the Tomei B'Shachris, her Shus B'Yodo, he do it every year on Shachris. What does Shachris mean? So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this, Shachris, Ayin U'Kodim Chatzos Ayodo Chatzkila, ideally before Chatzos, this is Chatzos 1209, and Shachris, quiet, Ayin Yad Ephraim, Ashkot V'Shem Maril, the Shachris means until 2:55, until Samach L'Mincha Ketana, not until Chatzos. So a person can really eat the meal until 2:55 if necessary. Oh, so ideally to finish in the Chatzkila, at least to stop. But do you have anything to do it even after that? Shabbat, not Pesach, not Sukkot. Shabbat, you're going to go until the very end, you can read it. You can't want to have a knesh. Must you try to push yourself? It's very hard this year. To finish the Suda before Chatzos, I know some people are having a meal at 10 o'clock, 10:30, to finish before Chatzos, or is it to fish to begin before Chatzos? Rani is dieting to fish to begin before Chatzos. I'll tell you why. Because even in the original Dibba Mikir Adin, the famous Din, Arve Psochem Somok Lemincha, Lo Yolcha Adam Ashatash, the Machokas would have been 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Even there, it's quoted that you have to begin before Chatzos or 3 o'clock. Once you began Hiskel Beheter, you're allowed to go weiter. But I have to tell you again to Magen Avraham. That's my last punchline. I love this for today. The Magen Avraham says, forgive me, against the Magen Avraham, I'm a little bit shikker. The Magen Avraham says, so when do we say you can begin earlier and go straight if you didn't expect, it wasn't premeditated, if you didn't expect to go past this man? If you expected to go past this man, you can't begin even earlier and then go right. What's Mokar? Rashi and Rashbam, Sof of Kuvzai. So look it up. Rashi and Rashbam, they both say, why is this idea of Sobuk for Minchah Gedolah Katana, half an hour extra? Why? This man is a half an hour later. So Rashi and Rashbam both say, because we're afraid, quiet please. Rashi and Rashbam are both afraid that if you'll begin after 12, you'll go to 12:30. If you begin after 3, you go to 3:30. So the Magen Avraham extrapolated. Oh, oy bazoy, if you know you're going to go past 12:30, you can't even start at 10 o'clock. And I thought, Vina Hapochu, Purimdik, and the Vina Hapochu, Chazam and Xeri, you can't start after 12 o'clock, because you may go to 12:30. But Ad Rabba, they didn't say you can't start at 11:30 if you're not going to go for 2 hours. So if I can't, so on Nia's dining, as long as you begin the meal before Chatzos, you go to the Chol HaDeis, against the Bogan Avram, so I plan to do in my house. So we're going to begin the meal before Chatzos, and we'll go with the Sherem after Chatzos, but at the same time, don't eat too much, so you have to have a meal Friday night as well. Chol Chameinah Barosha. Kaddish Rabba.
Even freshly laundered clothes.
should not be used either in terms of wearing garments or even in terms of sheets on a bed. And even if the clothes are dying about shulchan, tablecloths and napkins, in case of cloth napkins, are out of the problem. Then the Shabbat turns around and says, the kibbutz should not have put them. That our washing is permissible. Why? Well, the washing in Kutzlar, says the Shabbat Shabbat, is not as good as the washing in Eretz Yisrael. And it's only permits the washing to wear after Tishrei to the Shabbat. But to wear it is prohibited in any event. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. However, ironing is prohibited. Even our ironing is considered the inferior. The custom is, however, to prohibit all situations of washing. And it's something that nowadays our washing is washing. And therefore, when we have advanced laundry, it shouldn't be done at all. That's the Mishnah Rambam. That's all the Mechaber. After Rambam, any laundry. We begin from Rosh Chodesh, says the Rambam. Second Chumash. Everything is prohibited. What do you do if a person only has one shirt? What do you do if one shirt? There's nothing else. He wears the shirt, washes the night, wears it again the next day. What's he going to do? That's the Mishnah. This kind of a fellow will make a dispensation. We'll let him wash his clothes as long as it's only a minute, which means until Shavuot Shechalot, which means this year, straight through. He can wash his clothes, but again, if he only has one shirt, he can wash the shirt up until Shabbos Chazon. Right? Shouldn't wash it once the Shabbos, it's Tishabah. That's what it says. Someone only has one shirt. Nowadays in America today, there are not too many people who have only one shirt. Beyond that, the cover Shabbos are custom is to wear our custom is to put on Shabbos in the clothes. In other words, we don't wear fresh clothes all week long, but Shabbos clothes we do put on for Shabbos Chazon. That's what it says. Now, interesting. I got something very interesting to relate to yesterday's year. The Mishnah Berurah is like this. The person may wash clothes if necessary to cover Shabbos. Even allow him to wear fresh clothes. Even to wash clothes is the impression to make on Thursday or Friday. But the Ramosa should not be done. Unless he only has one shirt. One Shabbos shirt. But he may have many, what we call, my kids call day shirts. Everyday shirt. There's a Shabbos shirt, if such a difference exists, then he's permitted to wash a garment in honor of the Shabbos. Now, the question becomes, do you do it to a non-Jew? Is it better? Yes, it's better. Now the question becomes, if he's permitted to wash clothes and cover Shabbos Kodesh, touch it to a guy, what about taking a shave? We discussed yesterday, we said the first community, they have a minute of shaving and covering Shabbos. Going to take a shave, but the question is whether a Jew can take a shave either by himself or have a goyish or baba. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this: I'll disporus take a shave or a haircut, also I feel the full Shabbos. Why? The reasoning is critical. Of course, in the Mogan Avraham, it's not the Mishnah of Mogan Avraham, it goes back hundreds of years. The belav of the and regilin the Samir b'chol Shavua. Ah! Who did we discuss yesterday? Anyway, whoever took a haircut every week, or trimmed the beard every week, it was never done that way. Anyway, he didn't do it every week, so therefore, there's no dispensation to do it for Shabbos Chazon. What impression conveyed from him to this Rosh Hashanah that I brought? That if someone does shave every week or even every day, that there should be a dispensation perhaps to a guy, maybe even to a Jew himself, to shave the cover Shabbos. This undoubtedly is the basis of the custom of those who shave every year of Shabbos in the 3 weeks, even maybe even in the 9 days. That's the impression that's conveyed over here in the Mishnah Berurah from Rabbi Avraham. And the only reason there's no dispensation for you to shave, even yourself, and certainly to a non-Jew, the reason there's no dispensation is whoever heard of trimming a beard every single Friday, you let us be.
Logical distinction. Why is washing clothes different than shaving?
shaved. Why do we allow you to wash the garment if you don't allow you to shave? You have to give a reason for it. Av the dole of Torah, we're not like given to the pronouncement. That's it. They give you a reason for it. Whatever they can, they give you a reason. You want to give you a reason. Why the custom was that if you could, if you had needed to launder a shirt for Shabbos, you could do it. And if you had to take a half of your kids to it, but why not? If my Israel was going, why not? They gave you a reason, because the person doesn't shave every, doesn't trim the beard or the haircut every, taking it every Friday anyway. And then I'm editing. That's the reason they gave it 300 years ago. Today, the situation has changed. They give you a basis. For those who are more lenient, yes.
It appears that you're washing the dishes on the pets, none of the garbage, right?
Not going to be.
The Chinaman to wash?
Not allowed. I mean, Akhama does.
So it's the pets, not the Chinaman.
Well, the Chinaman is certainly not a believer in this. That would be all. But I want to say,
Why would someone think that it's...
We'll get that a little later. Come to that.
Why would someone think that it's a covered Shabbat to shave? You're supposed to have a beard.
Yeah, that's right.
Full beard, Mr. Davis. Grow a beard, Mr. Sherfield. I had this punnet, then you won't shave it off a couple of shots. A little stubble, that's not called a couple of shots. Okay.
After the shave,
that's right. After the shave. Did you have a beard? You don't have a beard. A little bit. Shemanarov is an after-tishin of a person may take a haircut or wash clothes. Miyad. However, the custom is that we don't do it right away. We wait until the 10th of Av, by a minute, until Hatzal Sayyom. Until noon. We see it posted on a Monday. Okay. And here it says that even the non-Jewish launderer cannot be used. You can't wear new clothes. In the 9 days you can't wear new clothes. You shouldn't fix new clothes or shoes, new shoes during that week going from Rosh Chodesh. You shouldn't buy things starting from Rosh Chodesh. Anything of this nature.
Now,
right. Most people have a custom, I don't see right here in front of me, not to even do these things from the 3 weeks. 1 second. I don't see it here. That's probably going to be later on. Okay. Meat and wine. Meat and wine, of course. Oh, another thing. Kiddush Levana. Not as a lamb to Tisha B'Av. That's a minig of the Rambam. This Kiddush Levana should be done when it's birthday to Simcha, and therefore you wait till after Tisha B'Av. Some do it mostly Tisha B'Av, and some wait an extra day. Just don't, because you're afraid they're going to run into clouds. So, the different customs in this regard.
How about Abdullah?
Abdullah, that's right, this year we'll have to get to it. So, hurry up, yeah, okay, yeah. A minute. That's going to work, you can shave them.
Rebbe, new clothes, does that have anything to do with Shachianu?
Another custom is not to make Shachianu in the 3 weeks. So many of us don't make Shachianu on a new shirt. In the old years, the person bought a new suit twice in his life. No, for his wedding. So his wedding and for his daughter's wedding. That was his first child's wedding. That was it. That was a Shachianu. Every 30 years, you buy a Shachianu. That was a Shachianu. Today, a guy goes to Sims Bear, every other month. But the curtain of a suit on Shabbat. I don't understand. But again, so, but Abba Pika, you still don't buy the clothes for 3 weeks. I don't think they're going to Shabbat. Yeah.
Don't think the Shabbat on the new car.
Every year. Costume says, when I you should make a Shabbat, you know, I told my maid more actually, if you still have used the new car, if you feel it's very heavy, it's just simple. You spray it all the time and the host of the and do it again, then I don't know if you should make a joke for you. Alright. Now let's go back. Meat and wine. Meat and wine, the custom is not to have meat and wine during the entire week. It says the Shulchan Aruch, and some added to the 9 days, which of course our custom starting for Rosh Chodesh, no meat. Some even after 3 weeks. Well, that we don't have that far. You imagine America will have trouble with that kind of a thing. Europe wouldn't eat anyway. But for us, we have a big problem. There is, however, a custom that we have a sudas mitzvah, for example, with mila, pidyon haben, siyum esechta, we have meat and drink wine, who? Kol ha-shayochem l'sud. What about the connection to the meal? Wait a minute. How do you define some of the connection? Very simple definition of Mishnah Berurah. Simple. Straightforward, the Taz and the Maril. Whoever would come to the meal, even if it wouldn't be in the 9 days. I remember when I was in camp many years ago, the Talmud had to see him at the end of the summer. I insist that he make a seal, and they invite the Olam, and we come, and we do travel with him. Because otherwise, it's a chasash shvas. You only make a seal in the 9 days. You make a seal, and anytime you make it, let's make a tish. And we had a cholim, and this guy was in the kitchen, so we had to be able to enjoy ourselves. And it was a seal in Elul. You know, you have to have a connection with the simcha. Every time we have a seal in our camp, in Barashah, we have seal regularly. 9 days, and Amidim of mine were usually the ones who were called upon to make the seer. And I always announced at the beginning that if you have to feel that kinship and a happiness that the seer is made, and otherwise you can't even meet. You can't, because you have to have a connection. What's your connection? Well, you learned in the step, you're happy for the person who did it, you support the yeshiva with money, you have some kind of shyness. How many shyness in the world do you have sufficiently? You have no shyness, it doesn't work.
What about hotels where you're paying guests?
Oh, I'm in shyness. and you have no, and you never met the guy who made the seat.
You have tremendous simple for getting your
money.
You know, it's hard for me to make kumbras because the minigas are always to be megal if you have absolutely no connection. I guess maybe a person can get himself into the mood to enjoy his simple. As a matter, we have a problem in our camp. In our camp, we have two different dining rooms. The one by us where we learn. There, everybody knows everybody else. More or less, it's a small island, 100 people. Everybody has a connection, direct and indirect, to the sign. There's a very strong spirit of friendship. However, we're often called upon to export. Mm-hmm. We export an assignment to the main camp, or to the 500 people in here at the time, or to some, all kinds of other places. And they never met the guy before. They always try, when I have to give export, to find some of the connection with the main camp. Either maybe sometimes a staff person is related to him, which I tried. He was a camper many years ago, so the council's known. Whatever, you try to find people that have a connection to the place. There should be a better head than for the sea in the center. I want you to know that boys in yeshiva, thank God, the such masmidim, always seem to have a seam in the pocket. Where people want to know, you know, about delaying a seam. I don't know, delaying on purpose, but they always say, I never got around to making a seam. It got to the point that once, I think 2 years ago, Tamidim went to play against Ken Bogan at Rome, I believe it was, on the Motzei Shabbos in the 9 days. And they came back very late at night, and they were very hungry. I think they even lost, they were dejected. So we're dejected, and you know, a little meat helps, you know. It was about between 2 and 3 in the morning, I believe it was. And they went, but they were willing to have milk, because it was one time. The milk in the fridge was locked. They didn't have the combination of the key. They only had the key to the place in the fridge. Never, Harachmanis, but then he sees him for 9 days. Anyone ever see him? There's the one guy, this guy, I'll tell you his history in a minute, if I have the right day, before I'll tell you if I'm wrong. Is a buffer who went through high school as a star basketball player. That's all that was, his game plan was basketball. And then we got a hold of him somehow in Eretz Yisrael. He went 1 year to school. The guys over there, Rosh Hashanah standpoint, went to BMT. Then he went to Beis Yisrael, have the right guy. Now he's sitting and learning the mirror, if I'm not mistaken, I saw him in January. And this guy was a fantastic basketball player. But he also taught us everything seriously. He had a seam in his pocket. Hey, why don't I finish this in the cell? He made a seam at 2-3 in the morning. They got into the flesh of the fridge. I had to make an announcement the next morning in Shacharis that whoever is flesh should not eat breakfast. I kid you not. So, I mean, this is a Mike and Shahaya. The Baruch Hashem, they should have had a seam, and believe me, they were happy for
it. It describes everybody there.
Okay. The custom is from both sides.
You shouldn't forget to talk about Abdullah.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. The custom is that the people in many communities where they have catering establishments, where they have, you know, a kitchen that goes as though pleasures all the time, that if they're making more than they would. In the house, of course, should not be so made. No need for it with little buildings. Okay. Now. The halacha, we have to go to a very special din, even though I'm skipping many things, I promise I'll try to get to this din right now, which is, what about this year when Shavuot, when Pesach, Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday, what do you do about Havdalah? What do you do about Havdalah? It's a very serious matter. There's an entire din in Shulchan Aruch, a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, which is siman Tav Kuf Nun Vav. We just finished Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, that we could do. I should mention that Tav Kuf Nun Hey, there's no Sudam Hafsekas this year. The person needs Sudah Shlema B'Shaita. If you look on the printed schedule, you'll find there's no Shia before Minchat HaShas. Not because, I want to explain myself, you should not make a mistake. You're constantly saying, you know, if you came with Maisarag, I'll make a mistake. The famous Mubra, which the Rambo has, not to learn. You know, we should all live the Arab Tishra Mechatzos, he is born from the Arab Tishra, and even an Arab Shabbos, the only Perkei Yomis, etc. No, I have a tradition from my Rebbe,
Now, that's one of the famous seven coolers for the Beis HaLevi. You maybe know about that. The Beis HaLevi was once attacked by Chukras. So he said, I have seven coolers. It's quoted in the Makor Baruch, the biography of the Baruch Epshin, who was there at the final crown. And I have seven coolers. And I'll talk about the other ones. The first misses the day, Sphere, he counts the next day with a Baruch. And this. I wonder whether the person permitted to learn an Arab Tishrei in the afternoon.
Because you see, and this is, I should know, but all the children will listen very carefully. Possum say that there's no chinuch for avelus in the churban. We hope and pray, I just told it to Yomi this morning in shul, we hope when Mispala, by the time he turns Hamitzah, there's no need to fast. There's going to be a really gula. So why does it train someone to something which we hope will never come to pass? So therefore the din is that a child under Hamitzah should not fast at all. None of the fast which have to do with the churban. None of them. Nothing, not fish of either, nothing. You eat right away. The ground that we hope that it's going to be,
even if
it's 12, 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters. Yes, this is either for a fast. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you fast from age 11, boy or girl. You want to have another fast? I'll give you another fast to fast. Highness asks, do you want a fast? Okay. That's maybe the little kid of two. The fast is the four when the post can say, really be good, then you shouldn't fast. There's no going to come, it's almost connected. It sounds like maybe you shouldn't be somebody of kid of. That avails for Shalim. The minute we have a camp, we try to find someone who's old enough to have a chinuch, and there's a whole dispute. How old must you be to be given a chinuch that avails for Shalim? You can't find someone the right age, so you can go up to the Bar Mitzvah and give him the wine. Grape juice is the same as wine. No, I'm against Chalim. I prefer having men come down on the grape juice given to the cook rather than the cook. Don't come and drink it yourself. Hi, Shalim. A few days late, it was announced by Matzah Shabbos that we're going to be at the Lucas and the Shnayim for the Sea of the next year. Sarah that just got lost in the shuttle. So the chart is empty. And the youngest people have the first choice, and by the time the school fills up, the Gilead Myron is going to be full. So get your first choice in, and you go in age order, starting to the youngest. Those who come in later will have to...
I guess I can't count it. Both the program and the high school program.
Okay, so if you cast around to the back, we'll see it later. The Ben HaShemosh is between Ayinus Esther and Purim. The period we're in right now is a very important transition. Why do we have Ayinus Esther? And Esther is different than all the other castes that are found in the Tanakh. Give a quote, it's a completely different category. The other four castes, there is only the quote minor castes, end quote, are all commemorative of tragedy that befell the Jewish people. Asar Nishimas of the Thomas, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar HaBetekes. All four commemorate tragedies. And they are found in the Navi Zechariah, who tells us that these four fasts, which are known as Tzom Rabi, Chamishi, Shvi, and Asiri, which refer to the months of the year starting from Nisan, when they fell out, will one day become Yontif all over again, when it will be a Binyan HaMayis, will become again Yontif. Right now, it's still fast, although technically speaking, they're optional fast, which is our sense. But Klai is well accepted upon themselves as mandatory. But the time sense is not found anywhere. We don't even know where it comes from. So what our says is, Anna be a gimel be a gimel, doesn't say where it comes from. Who said so? Go to Rosh, not a Gemara. Where's the Rosh? The gimel da beis. The gimel man ki hila la koli. Famous Gemara in the calculation. What days are appropriate for reading the Megillah? 14th, 13th, 12th, 10th, 12th, 11th. The Gemara has an expression, Yud Gimel Zman Kilo Lakol Lemini. So the Rosh explains that Klal Yisrael came together on the day that they fought against their enemies, which was the 13th of Adar, which we read through in the Megillah. They came together, and he claimed, based on the Gemara and Tainus, they actually fasted. What's the basis for that? The Montana says, Moshe Aaron Bakur, all the Rosh are given to Mars for you. The Kalatai of Tibet is Losha. Here's the source that the Tani Tibet should be led by three people. So we find a reference in the Sulab somewhere. Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre, we have five that stands in the front. And the Minigas, they have one on each side of them. Actually, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the entire Yom Kippur is supposed to be that way. The entire Yom Kippur, the Chazan is standing in front, with two on each side of the reference. So they said, Malojit, but they didn't. Chaz is good in the middle, and two sons, two people, Mikan, Moshe, Aaron, Bahur. That's the how Tanis Tiber appears in Chazal. So it's based on they had a fight, Yom Kilakol, they had a fight, Zikalu, Viabod al Nafsho, Yom Kilakol, they got together to fight. So there's a presumption, it's not explicit. And when they fought, they also fasted. I assume on the fourth they fast, or the fast didn't fight. The fast, why a fight is not a good idea? No fair. But I guess the actual soldiers, I hope, I guess, did it fast. What? How'd they do that? I guess they don't do it. Okay, maybe they didn't in the time of Mordechai Yester also. But if you're going with Derech HaTevel and they sister, you wouldn't want to fast at a time that they make you weaker to fight a battle.
Not only that, when it comes to
Pinus Esther, when it comes to Pinus Esther, many poskim say, let's gather again. Avis Kola Dina Shavaro. If Tisha was on Shabbos and spoke till Sunday, the Bale Gris, eat. Not everybody, just the three Bale Gris, Abia Ben, Boyle, and the Sanding. Eat in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Basically, one error, quote, I love Shavaro. No one argued on that. What about if it's not during the week? If it's not postponed, it's not official on Tuesday, then what's then obviously what?
It's
there. What happens if you have Shabbos and Thomas on a Tuesday? So I'm Gedalia on Wednesday. What's it in? If you're a Valbris, what's it in? Who knows?
Quite you, all the way.
The Ritzvah says you fast, the Ritzvah says you fast all the way, and the Vilna Gaon says, no, you eat. The sandwich applies to the Shabbat Nitzchah, applies to other fasts to fall out even on a regular day. That's an other thing. What about many goals is like the Ritzvah against the growth? What about Pinus Esther, which falls out during the week? Oh, this happened 13 years ago to me. Simcha. Reb Simcha, never mind. So he started off with a bag. His gris was took place on Pinus Esther. During the week, the Monday. So I didn't know what to do, because the Mishnah Brewer says that he thinks that if it's wrong, make it even another fast, we should certainly be making when it comes to trying to test what you're calling it. No, but that's not the hard thing to fast. What am I going to get involved in the Shiloh? The Shiloh's, the next door of Abad Yosef, but you're not allowed to fast. Because Yot and Shalom, you're required to eat. No, it's not required to eat. I called up the Sunday, I thought to come by in the afternoon. And we had a suda.
Wait,
what
was the
Monday. Paul Willey, I remember, drank from the coast. He was 9 years old at the time. He drank from the coast. And no one had anything. In the afternoon, I invited the Sandvik, and the Boyle Boyle couldn't call me if whatever had happened. He didn't say it anyway. And then we
broke it. He can eat wherever he is.
Yeah. You have to shalom and take with me. So we feel all the anyway, whatever it may be. So we ate. Later I found out there are Moshe Paschas against the Mishnah Brewer. You have to fast the whole day. But you can't win. Quarter of Moshe, not allowed to eat. Quarter of Moshe, not allowed to fast. Most of them are Christians. So what are you going to do?
He's a
Sheer. He's a Paul's Sheer. Not sharp. Well, most of them doesn't make a difference. Come here. Only be on Kippur. Your bris will not eat. They gave the water. The Maya Kai gave the water. No, that's not a problem. Thomas can see, all right.
I was told they made the
suit. Nice. Simple suit was also a nice. Simple suit was a night, was poor of night. Everyone had a big selection of suit and a bris. Remember, the water made me a computer sign. Model Club Simple, that was the infancy of computers. We didn't have these things. There were three computer signs all over the whole wall of the room, and we had dancing and singing. It was this firm night, the simplest person soon. Not stop. It was a very exciting event. Anyway, so what do you do? So it's that I ate in the afternoon, according to the Mr. Brewer, and everybody said, I have to eat from a bunch of the alati. So, get sidetracked. I'm talking about something else. Hashkas is that we maintain that the day has to be adopted that day. Truth is, had I known this shtickle third was relevant to have good memory 5 years ago. 5 years ago was Yehuda's Bar Mitzvah. Yehuda's Bar Mitzvah. Now let's catch this. If you remember correctly, how your Purim was on Sunday. No. Purim was on Sunday, and Yehuda's born on the 12th of Adar, which was Friday. And that was Thursday. And the Shiloh she spoke about his drasha was, he must be fast on Friday. According to the Ramah, Kevin Briss on Thursday, so he can't fast, he fast on Friday. He couldn't fast on Thursday. Even if he did fast, it didn't count. Before Bar Mitzvah, he managed to fast on Friday. That was a shtickle third. So the answer was, according to the Ramah, maybe. And it cannot be. But we pass him like there. A shulchan with the Taz, with the Mishnah Brewer, who say, against the Ramah, if you use it as Hanisa, the servant said, they, not earlier, not later, the mail over his mother. Didn't have to fast on that Friday. I was wondering if I do that shtickle Torah 5 years before, 5 years before, how is it?
I don't understand what the idea is before, and maybe I wouldn't have followed Rav Moshe. I'm not sure why it's time to the Mokal. Is it more kal because you can postpone it, in which case we can't postpone it, Lalokha? Or is it more kal for other reasons? Because it's not found anywhere in Tanakh. There could be a different reason why it's more kal. Not found in Tanakh. It's only Ramizis, the right? We don't probably don't pass the line. And the Rosh and the Remez, and the other Remez, and the Seven Sultan. Maybe that's why it's more kal. So maybe it's correct to eat anyway.
Is the fact that Rav Moshe was nifkat in the sestery relevant to this?
Now we have the obligation of the Megillah. Megillah, I want to, because this is a beauty of a notion which is a mimic America. In America, people think that the name Megillah is by night. By day, a few elderly years come to Shul in the Megillah. That's ridiculous and absurd. The open place of Megillah. The Iker Kriyas of Megillah is by day. By day. By night is its secondary, if I may use that expression. Secondary obligation of the Megillah. Very important to do the Megillah by day. Very, very important.
How much do women have to be makdis here at night?
They have to be makdis. They're higher than 100%. Women are higher than the Megillah. Numbers pay cash. Noshim, everyone. In my opinion, there's no distinction between women and men. As far as women are concerned, the day and night, same as by men. Men are more common by day. And women also more common by day. It could be that women are only obligated in a lesser obligation called shmir as opposed to kriya. That's why the Prophet says, you're showing that women, I'm talking about you. That's why the Prophet posts an opinion which says that women should not read the Megillah for men, because they're on a different level of obligation. Whatever the reason may be, shmir, kriya, whatever the reason is, it's very important. Unfortunately, everyone agrees that should have followed Shulchan Aruch. Believe it or not, there are those who have thought of varying or errors of varying. First, they start to have women reading the Megillah for women, secessionist movement. And then the next thing you know, no, the women reading the Megillah for the men. Predictable, I could do this from the beginning. And unfortunately, it came to pass, and it's a terrible thing. Against the answer of Shulchan Aruch, maybe they're not your answer. Are you taking a chance that it's a Megillah for some kind of external. Yeah, different written, different brachos. The Shema and Megillah, but they all now we got it. Shmi and not Kriya. Okay. Now, the entire Megillah must be read from the Tzav, from the Megillah itself. But if you read a little bit about Pei Yosef in Aaron, very important. In case you miss a word, you have an accent about Torah. You won't miss a word. He'll say every word, guaranteed. Guaranteed, he'll say every word. We hear every word, I don't know. So if I give a call, so if I slap a bang with a braga, you can miss a word. If you miss a word, you read along when you put a chumash. You have to have a chumash in front of you, so you read along. And even though you don't that far, it's not become a ksav, because the printed chumash is not sufficient for that. Nevertheless, we say that it's good enough, because it's only a minority. It's very important. If someone walks in late, a minute late, if he's quick, we can play catch up and catch the Valkyrie. If you can't, come back 9 o'clock to the Megillah, because you can't just, I'll hear the last 9 frogs now, and I'll come back for the 10th frog at 9 o'clock. What's that called? Call them up rarely also. Can't do it. If you miss a little bit, you can't catch up, so go home. I mean,
catch up
with the Valkyrie. If you read faster than he does, you can catch up to Valkyrie. No. As long as they catch up to before they less than half of the Megillah, you can be yotzei. The problem is there's no interruption until Perek Gimel. It's on the Haman. The father can't want to play catch up with that. If you miss by a Haman, you catch up by the next Haman. If you miss the beginning, it'll be a very hard time to catch up with that Haman. Very hard time. Okay. Now. Idea ideally, the Megillah should be heard in the presence of 10 people. 10 women count for this kind of a meeting, or are most of the super. We're not sure, because it should be Sumanisa. Women and 10 women are considered a quote minion with respect to this Indian. Now, the Baal Torah is going to make 3 brothers. You have to listen very carefully. Amikra Megillah, Shasa Nizim, and Shef Yon. Shef Tamar, Shef Yon, have in mind not only the Megillah, but also what? Also, the Shalach Manas, the Silas Purim, they're also part of the Mitzvah Yom, which the Baal Torah has to have in mind, and they do have in mind the Yotzei as well. Now, after the Megillah,
the only bones on the bones of Yom, if we gave it tonight,
doesn't say on the bones of Yom, I never said that.
That's why I wanted to
I didn't say, but I was very careful in my words. It says Shalach Manas and Silas Purim. Why am I telling this to Yonim? Just because you need either a Megillah, which the Mitzvah is found in the Mitzvah, which is found in the Parish, or the Mitzvah shall Simcha, Gash Mitzvah Simcha. Now, Tshuva and Konos of Yonim is the greatest Simcha in the Rambam. It's a Ruch Mitzvah Simcha. So therefore, the Shachar, I do not believe goes in the Matanos of Yonim. I don't believe so. The Mishnah brought that out. Both the Tron and Mother Abraham and Shalom. If you look at the Shalom, see what the fact leaves that out. Likely. Now after the Megillah, they got Rabbi Sivenu, and this brought only the Tzibur, the Rambam says, only the Tzibur, and you shouldn't talk between the first Rabbi and the last Rabbi. That's obvious. You can't talk during the Megillah, it's certainly obvious, maybe it's the word. In case you're not yelling, say. Alright. Someone that doesn't feel well. Someone that doesn't feel well should go eat. You can eat right now. You don't feel like you're sick, you can eat right this minute. Let me back for a little bit more. As soon as you finish one Esrei Tamayim, run downstairs, there must be some Shiraim left in Shabbos, something must be left. And eat something, those are crackers or something in the closet. Eat! Someone told me I want to have a 21-minute Megillah tonight. They were supposed to appeal to it, it never came to me. I had a coffee, I would have told them, if you're so hungry, eat before the Megillah. That's what I would have told them. The Megillah jumped over, I had a start up in 41 minutes, not 21 minutes. This is done, and someone I was weak. Let him eat earlier. But for the oil who gets it, that's all we can eat. I didn't need 41 hours. Take a moment to walk. I meant twice as long, approximately. Okay. After, if you don't feel, you can eat. If you don't feel, I'm repeating, if you don't feel well, you eat before the Megillah. Okay? Allah Nisim is saying, of course, it's on Esrei. I'll tell you about one Shabbos that's fascinating. Fascinating Shabbos. Someone called it the other Shabbos. Listen to this. Someone is in Australia. He's flying from Australia to California. He's leaving on Purim afternoon, after the Megillah and the Sud and everything. And he's going to fly through the night and will land Thursday morning in Los Angeles. Yeah, but he wants to know, but to hear the Megillah again. What do you say about that? The ball says yes.
Oh,
so someone, I'm telling you, one of the Rosh Hashimahs of our yeshiva compared to